genuine intaglio onesto, too. See that mother-of-pearl work there?
This isn't the time, Mr. Tulip.
He only made 6 of them. Oh, no, they haven't even kept it in-tuned.
God damn it, we're supposed to be professionals.
Perhaps your colleague would like it as a present,
said a voice from the centre of the room. There were half a dozen chairs around the circle of candlelight. They were an old-fashioned kind, and the backs curved out and up to form a deep, leathery arch that had presumably been designed to keep out the draughts, but now gave the occupants their own deep pools of shadow. Mr. Pin had been here before. He'd admired the setup. Anyone inside the ring of candles couldn't see who was in the depths of the chairs, while at the same time being fully visible themselves. It occurred to him now that the arrangement also meant that the people in the chairs couldn't see who was in the other chairs. Mr. Pin was a rat. He was quite happy with the description. Rats had a lot to recommend them, and this layout had been dreamed up by someone who thought like him. One of the chairs said,
"Your friend Daffodil..."
"Tulip," said Mr. Pin.
"Your friend Mr. Tulip would perhaps like part of your payment to be the harpsichord," said the chair. "It's not a ing harpsichord, it's a ing virginal," growled Mr. Tulip. "One ing string to a note instead of two. So called because it was an instrument for ing young ladies."
"My word, was it?" said one of the chairs. "I thought it was just a sort of early piano."
"Intended to be played by young ladies," said Mr. Pin smoothly. "And Mr. Tulip does not collect art. He merely appreciates it. Our payment will be in gems as agreed."
"As you wish. Please step into the circle."
"Ing harpsichord," muttered Mr. Tulip.
The new firm came under the hidden gaze of the chairs as they took up their positions. What the chairs saw was this. Mr. Pin was small and slim and, like his namesake, slightly larger in the head than ought to be the case. If there was a word for him, apart from rat, it was dapper. He drank little, he watched what he ate, and considered that his body, slightly malformed though it was a temple. He also used too much oil on his hair and parted it in the middle in a way that was 20 years out of style, and his black suit was on the greasy side, and his little eyes were constantly moving, taking in everything.
End of CD 2.